India's added to a new religious watch list. Honduran hospitals struggle to treat new H1N1 cases. And recession is the spark for revival among American Christians. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A disturbing increase in religious violence has landed India on a new watch list. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom said India was added for its inadequate response to religious hatred. Brent Hample from India Partner says it's not all bad news.
I think it's a good move. There have been spots that need attention where the Christian communities especially have been targeted for violence and persecution.
India's government hasn't yet commented on its inclusion in the watch list, but it does put pressure on them. Hample says their ministry will feel the effects if changes are instituted.
We'll definitely have an impact on our partners on the ground because they are the ones that are actually right there where the problems are happening.
Hample asked believers to pray for wisdom for India's local and national government officials. Next, in Honduras, hospitals are bursting with new H1N1 virus cases every day, otherwise known as the swine flu. Compassion International temporarily closed child centers earlier this year, and now they've organized a group who's monitoring the situation. With 200 confirmed cases and 6 deaths, health authorities are handing out masks in the capital city of Tegucigalpa. Compassion will contact sponsors if their children are affected. Pray that the virus would not spread any further. You're listening to Mission Network News. America's unemployment rate is at 9.4%, and the foreclosure rates rose again last month. Around the nation, as people struggle to make ends meet, churches are seeing something stirring.
And this economic situation is that the bottom has fallen out of the economy, and people are saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe my priorities in life have been wrong.
Evangelist Sammy Tippett says recessions are the spark for revival.
The thing that we're trying to do is just encourage Christians to begin to pray, because the wind must blow across those sparks, and the wind only blows as we pray and seek the face of God.
Tippett says they're trying to show the way.
We are calling for Pray Now America is what we're calling these rallies, and we're going into churches as well and having conferences where we're challenging believers to really begin to pray and to look hard at their own personal lives, their own personal priorities.
Many believers struggle with basic spiritual maturity. However,
we've got to step back and reevaluate what our values are, what our purpose is, and we've got to make some real rearranging of our priorities. And I think the first thing in that is in our own personal walk with God.
Meanwhile, Teen Missions International recently concluded their summer mission trips, which gave preteens and teens a chance to share Christ's love with a variety of people. Before each team went on the trip, they met in Florida for boot camp training. Paul Costner with Teen Mission says,
when they come to boot camp, they're trained in music, puppets, evangelism that they use all during the summer in churches, open-air meetings, and marketplaces. And then if they're a work team, they also receive block laying, carpentry, steel tying.
From there, Teen Missions held a commissioning service on July 5th. Then the teens and the preteens set out to areas such as Malawi, Cameroon, and Germany.
Some of them just had excellent summers going out and serving the Lord and seeing that they can do something at such a young age to be able to come home and say, this is what I did this summer and what the Lord taught me.
If you have a preteen or a teen who's interested in next year's trips, go to our website. And doors are open in the Balkans to impact the government with the hope of the gospel. Greater Europe missionaries teach English to members of parliament, and sometimes the conversations turn to spiritual matters. Because of the Orthodox Church, many think that religion's about good works. One missionary plans to network with more of the government officials by studying social work at a university. Pray that God would use her to spread the gospel message throughout the political system. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that'll help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins on August 22nd. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.